Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. The devotional for today, titled God in the Past and Present, was written by Matt Lucas. It had been years since we had left the Oregon town where we raised our family. We'd made great memories there, and the recent visit reminded me of moments I'd forgotten. Our girls' soccer games, our old home, church gatherings, and our friend's Mexican restaurant. The town had changed, but there was enough of the familiar to spark my desire to return for a visit. When the Israelites went into exile in Babylon, they missed the familiarity of people, landmarks, and culture. They forgot they'd been exiled for rebelling against God. When false prophets told the exiles they'd return home within 2 years, they found a receptive audience. It was easy to listen to the slick words of false prophets who promised to return home soon. God didn't take kindly to these peddlers of the past and their false promises. "Do not let the prophets and diviners among you deceive you," he said in Jeremiah 29. He had plans for his people, plans to give them hope and a future. The situation was challenging, difficult, and new, but God was with them. "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart," he told them. God would bring them back to the place from which I carried you into exile, but in his timing. Nostalgia plays tricks on the mind, making it easy to long for what once was. Don't miss what God is doing right now. He will fulfill his promises. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 8 through 14. "Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets and diviners among you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile." Now let's pray. Father, we often remember the past so fondly and even long for those good old times. But would you help us to see how you have faithfully fulfilled your promises in the time that has passed, and help us to look forward with anticipation for how you will continue to work in our lives into the future. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name that we pray and put our trust. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.